We had a big auction. Men brought their granddaddy's rifles in and auctioned their granddaddy's rifles at our luncheon. Remember that? I mean, I couldn't believe it. There were, what is it called, where you, lodges that were given where you could go out to a lodge for a weekend. Hotels were, I mean, they'd go, who's doing this? Who's doing this? I didn't even know that Henry and I had a good name. I didn't know we had a name. Do you remember that? It just shocked us. And people were going and saying, would you like to contribute? They're having this dinner, and it's just going to be an auction, you know? It's like, I mean, I can't tell you. We all of us that flew down there, our tickets were paid for. We bought curriculum, enough curriculum to teach our kids at all different levels. I just love all the Bibles and the study Bibles and the all the research books and whatever. We took boxes and stuff down there, like you wouldn't. We took medicine down there, hair product down there, because they don't use hair product in a lot of places. But their daughters were in Alaska, and they didn't have, you can buy it. Those kids had never ate hot dogs or hamburgers or ever had spaghetti in their life. Amen? And we did. And we did all kinds of things. Like we did a overall wedding. Because I went the first time I went there, when I went there, there was nobody was married. Generation, 3, 4, 5 generations. Their families never married because they couldn't afford to get married. Because of what it cost them to get a license and a magistrate to come and legally marry them. So when we came back, the next year, we raised a bunch more money. Now, the money that we raised the first time, I left that money there in buying a team of oxen for one man that got to stay up on that mountain who got cheated by the government. They promised to give him a team of oxen if he went up there and built a monument and whatever for what happened. But down in the valley in the sand and the dirt and the yuck, they built little cement, little tiny buildings that 6 people had to live in, with one-room buildings, and they threw them a sack of seed and said, plant it in the desert. So I was mad. I got upset about all that. So when I went up in the mountain, I saw what was going on. Then I asked the man, I said, if you could change anything, what would you do? And he said, I want to restore, I lost my father and my grandfather. They were both chiefs. And he said, and there's just me and only 2 of my daughters lived. And he had like something like 9 or 10 kids and his wife. They found them in trees, and they did not find each other for 6 months. They didn't know those were alive. Anyway, and sharing that, you guys, and I don't want to just keep you with me blobbing away. I asked the man about what happened, and he said, I just don't want to hear the name God, because if there was a God, it would have never happened, and all these people wouldn't have died, and the government wouldn't have messed us up because they just want this prime land up here, and he was just telling me everything. And I said, I'll tell you what. Tell me, if you got a team of oxen, what would you do with it? Because they told him if they could get their own team of oxen, they can move back up on and provide a living back again, that they can move back up there. But how could they do that? I said, so if you get a team of oxen, what would you do? He said, well, I'd grow the produce and get my family up here. I said, okay, you put your fields in. I said, what would you do then? He said, well, then I'll one by one start bringing them up on the mountain, and I will do the same for them where their land is and help them get restored. I said, okay. I went and talked to the team, got the okay, went back, and I said, we're going to buy you a team of oxen. And the rest of the story is he got the best team of oxen in all of India. One of them got killed about 3 years later, and he was able to sell the other one and get 2 top-notch oxen that they were just bigger than all the others, because I got to go back and see them. But I'm going to tell you, that man, when he came down the mountain, I said, you meet me at such and such a place, I'll have your money. He got there. I not only had the money for his oxen, I found out average what a team of oxen would be, and I gave him plus money. I gave him money for the harnesses, the seed, the plows, everything he needed, even the enough money medically if those oxen needed medical care, and the food for a year. That's what the money we gave him. Don't let the right hand know what the left hand's doing. People said, you just probably gave it to a drunk and he's just going to waste that money. I said, you know what? That's God's business. And then I got to go back up there and see what he did and how many families he got up there. But mark my word, you know what happened? When after I met with him and took care of that, that went across India. Everybody knew a woman from Alaska gave that guy that money. And I even got notaries so that he didn't get in trouble with having all that kind of money. I wanted him to be safe, that, you know, and nobody could hurt him or throw him in jail thinking he robbed it or whatever. Anyway, right here at the end, I got to Managua, and about five pastors came to see me and began to just literally chew me out. I said, why are you chewing me out? I feel like you're doing an inquisition on me and you're chewing me out. He says, because we provided the housing down there and they could get down there and they could get settled. I said, you put them down on a piece of desert. Desert. What do you, it floods down there in the winter. It floods down there. I said, didn't you see the mistakes we made in America with our Alaska Indians? And you duplicated? Some of you are from America. You know what you did to our Alaska Indians. I said, no. I said, yeah, you know what? I gave them a fishing pole. I gave them a fishing pole so they could fish. I didn't go fishing and feed them. I gave them a fishing pole. I said, so don't you come and chew me out. I said, you come back in 5 years and tell me what you think. And they're 90% of them are back up on that mountain and producing and doing what their family's been doing for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Amen? Amen. So, my life is about operating in the seven spirits. My life is about saying, Lord, forgive me. I ask that anything that stands between me and you, remove it. Nothing above you in my heart. Lord, anoint me with your seven spirits. Activate them spirits that are in me, Lord God. Activate them. And what is that? The Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? I'm going to try to represent the Spirit of the Lord everywhere I go, because he says, I am a minister of reconciliation. He says, I am an ambassador of Jesus Christ. I am to imitate, imitate, imitate. Amen? And that's what I want to do. And I love, you know, kids grow up trying to imitate their daddies. Girls grow up trying to imitate their mommies or their brothers or their sisters. You know what I mean? When you look at those standards, and my standard is Jesus Christ. And that is who I follow after, who I want to be like, amen? And not one soul will be lost, amen? And if we've got a problem, I want you to know no problem's so big that we can't resolve it. Amen?
Amen.
I never mean to hurt anybody intentionally. Amen? Amen? Not for any benefit to me at all. I may hurt you. I apologize in advance. But that's not my intention to hurt you. Amen? Amen. So, how many of you believe that the Spirit of the Lord lives in you? Stand up. How many believe that God can activate that wisdom in you tonight? How many want to go to a new level? You're probably acting in his wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
How many want to go on a new level? I do. How many of you have understanding? I've been asking you to go back and think about understanding. He said, understand me. Understand my ways. When you understand it, then you know how to do it. Amen? It's like a word. If I can't see how it's spelled and what it looks like, it's hard for me to pronounce it. You can go ahead and say it, but then I might not be able to repeat it again unless I can see how it's written. Helps me. Amen? But he wants us to understand. He wants us to have the knowledge. He wants us to seek the knowledge. And it's fun. The more you look, the more you understand, the more he gives, the more he reveals. The veil starts changing, amen? And all of a sudden, there's just this gleaming light that comes out of you. And you meet people on the street, and you meet them in the stores, and you meet them in the workplace, and you're going, man, you look good. You look good. It's Jesus. You see Jesus in me. I've been spending hours with him today. Amen? You know, the opposite was with Moses. I don't want him to see your glory on me. I mean, when it starts fading, then they're going to go, what's happening to him? Is he doing his naughties? You know what I mean? But God says, you keep that veil off. You be honest and true, sincere and for sure. Amen? Amen. Or for sure and sincere?
For sure and for certain.
Oh, for certain. There's another word. Amen? Counsel. Wouldn't you rather give good counsel than bad counsel?
Yes.
Sometimes we cancel out of our opinions. God says, don't you be tacking my name to that opinion. That's your opinion. You can have your opinion, but don't you tack my name to your opinion. Because my opinion's in that word right there. That's what you can tack me on. Amen? Strength. How many want strength? By the way, I was the biggest wimp. I would avoid a fight for anything. I would run. I was a coward. I mean, I was scared. I knew what abuse was. I didn't want anybody riled up at me. I mean, it was really hard for me when Henry would get gruff and raise his voice. It scared me so bad. And he'd go, honey, I'm just trying to make a point with the kids. Don't do it that way. You can't imagine what it did to me. I said, please don't talk like that. Don't raise your voice like that. I said, that's not going to get them. I said, it scares me. When somebody does that to me, I mean, it just throws me back into my childhood. And you know, now it's okay. People can yell and whatever. You know, sometimes I go, you can drop it an octave. It's a little loud. But the fear of the Lord, oh my gosh, the fear of the Lord. If you have the fear of the Lord, all those other things aren't as important. Because the fear of the Lord is, I'm going to do the right thing no matter what, Lord. No matter what's going to come back at me. Amen? So I got you standing. I want you to raise your right hand. Say, Lord, I believe. Forgive me for any unbelief. Forgive me for being unrighteous. Forgive me for judging. Because you're the most righteous, and I want to line up to you. God gave you Jesus' judgment, so you judge and guide me and direct my steps. Lord, anoint me and activate me in the Spirit of the Lord. Out of your heart, say it again. Spirit of the Lord.
Spirit of the Lord.
Come.
Come.
Spirit of wisdom.
Spirit of wisdom.
Come.
Come.
Spirit of knowledge.
Spirit of knowledge.
Come.
Come.
Spirit of understanding.
Spirit of understanding.
Come.
Come.
Spirit of counsel.
Spirit of counsel.
Come.
Come.
Spirit of strength and boldness. Come.
Spirit of strength and boldness.
Fear of the Lord.
Fear of